Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
I'm definitely a bargain hunter. There's no doubt about it. If there's a second buyer involved, I walk away. So I'll let them negotiate it. And if they don't work out, then I'll negotiate afterwards or just walk away from the deal.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors, find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategy. I'm Tyron Shump, and in this episode, we continue our previous conversation with Todd Hunter on his unique take on finding good investment deals in the property market, how he makes all his purchasing transactions via email, and why he's growing his portfolio in the US rather than Australia. Other than the typical nerves, Hunter had nothing in particular that held him back from investing in property.
There was nothing that held me back from buying, but I do remember when I bought, I was probably the most nervous I've ever been. So I had, I guess I didn't have a lot of help from my parents as far as when the negotiations were going on the property. It was like a sink and swim. No, you can do it. Go out there and buy your own house. You'll learn lessons by doing it. And I did, and it was, but I can tell you, man, I was so nervous. And then funny enough, the lady that I've actually bought that property off, I ended up buying my home off many, many years later, and we're actually really good friends. So it's a very, very small world. She also remembers me being so nervous when I bought that unit. So I couldn't even talk for her. I had a jittery voice.
The jump from buying and selling cars to buying and selling property was a great learning curve for Hunter.
I'm negotiating cars for sort of $1,000 and $2,000 versus $110,000. Yeah, and I just there was a lot more mistakes to be made at that level, or there was a lot more sort of on the line, I guess. And it was a great learning curve.
Hunter believes that the easiest and most secure way to buying property is through email.
I think the easiest way to do it now is just do it by email. Everything by email. One, it's in black and white and it's sent to them. Two, you don't have the nerves they can't read you, so rather than doing it face-to-face. So it's much easier. I still do all my own offers now on properties by email. And obviously a lot with the US, but even in Australia, I like to make sure, more so not because I'm nervous to negotiate, but now it's I just want to make sure no details are missed out. Okay. And because negotiation isn't just about price. There's lots of factors that come into it.
Hunter learned everything about property investment by himself, as he had no mentor to help him along his property journey.
It was just me and learn along the way. That's basically what it was. I've met some people that were good, like the land developer that I met in WA. He was helpful in some tips. I'm always learning. So it's never you know everything. But there were no mentors. No, I didn't have that advantage. I had to basically pioneer the sport and go out there and create my own sort of path, and that's what I did.
The best advice Hunter has received and would like to give to other investors also is to simply buy property when no one else does.
Buying the low, selling the high. It is such common sense, but very, very, very few people do it. So, most people have this sheep mentality where they just follow other investors and they buy in mid-cycle or at the top of the cycle. And unfortunately, and I hate to say it, but real estate agents are pretty much the worst property investors I've ever met in my life. So I know there's a few out there, and I've got a few friends that are good investors who are agents, but I meet so many agents all around the world now, and they sit there and they'll sell me lots and lots of property. And I say to them, you need to be buying now. This is the time where you should be buying. And they're just so scared and they don't do it. They basically wait to the end of the property cycle till the houses have gone up so much in value, then they buy at the top. And it just makes no sense. So it is. It's just, I guess the advice is, yeah, buy when no one else does.
Hunter explains how finding dead markets and buying from them will ultimately benefit investors in the long run.
You don't have to hit it at the absolute lowest. Okay, you don't have to, you know, you have to sell at the absolute highest. So the nice part about it is if you grab any data, say CoreLogic, or if you grab, you know, any of the property investment magazines, generally in the back, they'll have data about how property cycles are going. And you'll see locations that have been dead or not performing, and they'll have sort of a 3, a 12 month, a 3 year, then a 5 year period. And if you can see a location that looks like a really good sound location that's had no property movement for the last 5 years, you're sort of pretty much hitting towards the bottom of their cycle at that stage. And even though you walk in there, the prices will be set, and I'd just say they're 400,000, because there's no one else buying, there's nothing stopping you throwing offers at 350,000 at it. So not only are you hitting the bottom, but you're looking for the desperate vendor who needs to sell, who can't sell. And then you have no competition against other buyers. So it's just about finding those markets that have been dead.
According to Hunter, buying in overpriced markets is equivalent to paying for your own profit.
And as a prime example right now, right, Perth is that market. So that is exactly, you know, where you'd be looking to do something now. But there's, yeah, you've got to look for that where there's no one else. And, you know, for instance, the last 2 years in Sydney, why would you fight for properties and pay another $50,000 or $100,000 for a house over the list price? And why would you do it? Because you're paying for your own profit. So it makes no sense.
Hunter claims the sheep mentality causes this phenomenon.
It is that sheep mentality, and people get caught up in it, and they don't think, and they're not using their head right, or they haven't gone and educated themselves early enough and read about things. So and don't get me wrong, it's that type of investor or buyer out there that helps us investors who know what they're doing, makes us a lot more money, because they're paying ridiculous amounts of money for these houses, and that puts our prices up as well.
Hunter invests in the US as opposed to Australia due to the cash flow strategy.
It's back to sort of what we spoke about earlier, which is that cash flow strategy. And don't get me wrong, we've seen some great capital growth that's come out of the locations that we've born in, but it's, you know, we're getting yields. Well, I'm in two cities right now, and one of the cities is sort of getting 17% as a yield, and the other city, we're over 20%. So, and we've just... we've done a few deals recently that are over 25%. So we're talking about like yields that Australia's just never heard of. It just doesn't happen.
He believes that the US property market has completely bounced back from the GFC, and there's a lot of opportunity in the country, especially in conjunction with its population and landmass.
We've got property prices that have come back massively in value, and even since the GFC, they're just starting to, the economy's over, they're just starting to come back good now. So we're at that tipping curve where we're seeing the property market change, and but we can still pick up a whole bunch of bargains over there. They've got something over there that we don't have, which is critical mass. And it's, you know, if you cut Australia out as on the map, and then you put Australia over the US, it's nearly the same size. Like, it's very, very close, yet we only have 7% of the population.
Yeah, so, that's true. Actually, now I think about it, and they've got like 200 million people plus, 200 million plus now.
330 million.
Oh, wow. It's gone up that much.
Yeah. So 330 million people. So when there's opportunities in a particular area, there's lots of opportunity. So, and that's why we go in, we grab as many deals as we can. The cash flow that we're getting from the properties is magnificent. Look, they're older houses. So what I do say is that you tend to find there's a few more little repairs out of these properties, but because you're getting 20% yields, you can have a few more little repairs and not worry about it. And we're finding that we're sort of, you know, pulling, you know, 12 to 14% as a net positive growth cash flow out of the property.
Mm, which is phenomenal returns compared to what we get in Australia in terms of properties. But how do you actually leverage the fact? Because, like, for example, in Australia, you apply for a loan, you can leverage up to 80%. Whereas in US, unless you're a US citizen, how do you actually get financing to buy property over there unless you're using your own cash?
There is options over there, but they don't lend to foreigners or aliens, as they call us, everywhere. It is, they call us aliens. So, but where we're buying, I haven't been able to manage to find finance anything that's a reasonable interest rate. So I haven't gone down the finance arm. This is probably more for the cash flow or equity rich sort of investors. So where you can borrow against Australian property on your equity, and you can pull out the equity to buy US houses. We have lots of investors that pay cash, and we've got lots of investors who invest within their self-managed super fund. So, which is a great strategy for them. Obviously, they need to get all the right advice before doing so, but it's good cash flow strategy for them. So, and because the properties are so cheap, there's lots of people in Sydney and Melbourne who've made fantastic equity that have opportunity where they could go and buy, half a dozen of these houses and build up a nice passive income.
Hunter also encourages people to invest in the US if they are well educated on the American property market.
I haven't sort of found a real lot at the moment. The economy is quite strong. It's probably people's knowledge and education on it. So that's probably their biggest downside, and knowing where to go, who to use as far as property managers go, building inspectors, rehab teams. And so it's probably that time difference plus the distance is probably the biggest negative that I can see as far as the downside go. So what we've done is, and I've been building this for the last quite a while now, is that I've just put together an 18-part education series. It's a video series, and it goes through every aspect of what you need to know and learn all about investing in the US. And it's 18 short videos. And it covers every single angle that I think that we've covered everything, and where people can watch and actually just educate themselves, and whether they want to go and say, yep, I want to go do this myself, or they go, you know what, Todd, I've learned everything now, this is great, I want you to go and buy me a house. It gives them that option on either way to go.
Investing correctly in the US property market has definitely produced good results, as almost half of Hunter's own property portfolio is in the US.
And look, I haven't bought anything in Australia for a little while, pretty much because I'm just focusing on buying in the US. And my portfolio at the moment, as of today, is 77. And I've just gone under contract on another one today, so it'll be 78 in, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks. And of that, there's 26 in the US.
Hunter is even open to investing in other countries besides the US and Australia.
I will buy anywhere where there's a good deal. So I'm open to it. About a year ago, I had my eye on a place over in England, and I think I was spreading myself a bit thin, so I didn't go there. But I would definitely look at other options anywhere where there's good deals, no problems at all.
Coming up after the break, we'll delve deeper into Todd Hunter's property investment strategy, where he shares a piece of advice he'd like to say to young investors.
Buy as many as you can, as fast as you can.
The books he recommends to both beginning and experienced property investors.
I think the easiest and cleanest and accurate and a great method of sort of the books is probably the Margaret Lomas books.
The strategy he uses to find the perfect property investment deals.
I want one. I want a vendor who's just has to liquidate, who's about to go bankrupt, who's about who basically will sell the property for anything they can possibly get. That's how I invest. That's the vendor I'm looking for.
And that's next. I'm Tarun Shum, and you're listening to Property Investory. Western Australia is tipped to be the next property hotspot. If you're looking to invest and build in WA, take advantage of the affordable land market and record build times with Plunkett Homes. Visit propertyinvestory.com/build to find out why they are WA's most established home builder. With over 150 years of experience, Plunkett Homes helps you develop turnkey homes across WA. To get your fixed price demolition or site works and to maximise profits and minimise time, visit propertyinveststory.com/build. And now back to the show.
If you met yourself, say, 10 years ago, what would you say to him?
If I met myself 10 years ago, I'd actually probably say, buy as many as you can as fast as you can. So,
which you've been doing already. How much more could you buy?
I'd actually say go even faster.
Really?
I would just... The nice thing about property is that, you see that the people who've actually gone ahead and bought even a small portfolio that they've got before they're 25, even 27, 28 years of age, if they've got sort of 3, 4, 5, 6 properties, that's basically all they need. They don't need to keep investing after that. They could just let them sit there for the next 20, 30 years and they're basically set for life. So I think it's trying to get into as much property early. And I think that at the moment, especially with Sydney and Melbourne, for those who are in Sydney and Melbourne, is that buying a home, I wouldn't put it on the radar at all. I'd actually probably look at investing as a strategy before actually buying your home and buy a home later on.
Hunter is constantly building his portfolio in the hope that he'll be able to live a comfortable lifestyle later down the track.
I'm excited about the fact that I'm aiming towards a portfolio in the US that will set me up financially for life at a very, very comfortable level. So, and I'm hoping to have that within well before 5 years. So, and so if I can put all that plan in place and make all that happen, then I probably don't need to work the hours that I'm working. For me, I don't want to work when I'm 60. I don't even want to work when I'm 50. So I want to, I want to work if I want to work. That's probably a better way to put it. I want to have options, and if I'm still buying properties, that's okay. But I don't want to have to be working and being a slave to the job. So it's all about the lifestyle.
Despite not having a mentor to guide him through his property journey, Hunter did learn many things about the industry through Margaret Lomas's books.
I think the easiest and cleanest and accurate and a great method of sort of the books is probably the Margaret Lomas books. So Margaret's books are they're just easy to read and they spell everything out to anybody who's new or up to middle level of investing. She has great ideas, she has great numbers in there, explains things very, very easily. So, and I think she's got 6 or 8 books out there that you can pick up, and they're quite cheap. And I would say that they're probably the best sort of a read for anyone who wants to get started or even at that middle level.
Bargain hunting is a habit Hunter believes has contributed to his success in property investment.
I'm definitely a bargain hunter. There's no doubt about it. If there's a second buyer involved, I walk away. So I'll let them negotiate it. And if they don't work out, then I'll negotiate afterwards or just walk away from the deal. But I do like a good deal. I like to buy cheap because then I know that I'm getting it for the cheapest I can, which means that the yields are the best I can get as well. So the more you pay for it, the less yield you got. Other habits, I'm good with numbers. That helps. So I've got myself the right tools around me to make things happen. So I guess that's just probably more about sort of how I am and how I tackle things. And I take no BS from real estate agents.
To ensure he finds the best deals, Hunter uses a real estate investor software.
The real estate investor software is quite good. So that's out there. It is a paid software, but if you learn and utilize that as a software, you can certainly find some good deals. There's certain mortgagee in possession companies out there that you can follow if you're looking for that sort of style of property. That there's thousands of calculators out there that you can use to diagnose depreciation and positive cash flow from properties. I've just got my own Excel spreadsheet that I've just built from years ago that I use, which sort of serves me fine. I mentioned earlier, the CoreLogic data that they put out each quarter, so that's good. And then also a little bit that CoreLogic put out that pain and gain report every quarter. And that's good to see because, for me, I like to see where the areas are getting that pain.
He tracks certain areas every quarter to inspect their buying conditions and deals they have to offer.
So, because that's the area that I buy in, and what I do each quarter, I track some of the worst performing areas, sort of like the top 50 worst, and I track them, and I just keep putting them in each quarter to see how long they're in there for, what their pain threshold is, and then I can say, good, this is probably now about the time to be to looking. And then I start my phone calls and I start ringing agents and start inspecting properties and seeing what deals I can get out there. So a little bit different to how most other property companies and buyers agents do it. I'm looking for that deal and I'm looking for that pain and getting a bargain. Other people are talking about infrastructure and train stations and things like this. For me, as a prime example is that you could have bought anything in the last 4 years in Sydney and made money, but there are certain areas where you could have actually bought correct and got a better deal and made actually even more money. So I'm looking for sort of that sort of particular area where I can do that.
There are also certain key metrics Hunter looks for in an area to determine whether or not he can find a good deal out of it.
One is whether the area has been sort of dead for at least sort of 5 years and not performing. And then you've got to factor yield into that. Days on market is good. So lots of days on market. So that's what I'm looking for. And you can tell days on market's a good measuring tool also to see when the market's turning. So you can see if it's been on for, and so the days on market's 150 days and it's been that way for 6 months and then it starts to come down to 120 and then to 100. So to me, that means that the market's starting to turn, and it also means that what I call the dead wood out of the properties market is getting bought, which are all the houses that just sat there and done nothing, and they're not very good houses at all, but they're starting to get bought. So these days on market are starting to go, and that's so things like that, they're the trends that you look for to see a cycle turn in a particular area. So, and then look, you have to factor that into to the location. So, we're not buying in sort of, two horse hick towns. We're looking for sort of, large regional or, and for me, I look for outskirts and capital cities because that's the price band that I like to buy in, and especially for Australia.
In essence, Hunter is also looking to buy from a specific type of vendor.
So you put all those factors into play, and then you can start to find some locations that are around. And then you probably need to do more of your sort of micro searches and just start spending some time there, seeing what it's like, seeing what deals are there, talk to agents. And if you ring enough agents and tell them that you're interested and say, look, I'm not after a specific type of house. I just want a reasonable house. I'm after a specific type of vendor. That's what I want to buy from. And then they ask you, what are you looking for? I want one. I want a vendor who just has to liquidate, who's about to go bankrupt, who's about who basically will sell the property for anything they can possibly get. That's how I invest. That's the vendor I'm looking for.
Wow. So, it sounds pretty harsh, but
it's not the nicest out there. I'm not I'm not out there to win sort of awards for being the nicest guy in buying property. But I'm looking for the sort of the best deals. So no popularity contest here.
As harsh as it sounds, Hunter looks to buy from vendors who are desperate to sell their property due to personal circumstances.
The best deals are pre-mortgagee. The ones that haven't gone into mortgagee yet, because once you're in mortgagee, the banks take ownership and the banks don't have emotion into it. So you want the vendors who are going into mortgagee in the next 30 to 60 days, who know they're going there, who can't get themselves out of wherever they are, and they have emotion. So and they will do everything and anything to sell. Another good one, look, deceased estates are okay, but sometimes if there's two or three siblings that they try to maximise the price and they argue about price if they don't get on. Or maybe they did get on and now over the property, then they're not friends anymore. Another good emotional one is divorce. So, yeah, divorce is good. Sometimes, though, that their fight's so bad that sometimes they won't do a deal, but there are times when they just say, nah, liquidate it. They want each other out of their lives. They don't care what they sell the property for, and so they can be very good deals as well. And like I said to you, it's you're looking for a vendor. You're not actually looking for a property. You just want to find that vendor in that particular location, and that's what you're looking for. And if it's a reasonable house, you're going to make good money. So, and that's how I look at it.
For our listeners who are interested in learning more about Hunter and his property investment strategies, feel free to contact him via his company website.
They've just got to jump onto our website, which is WHERE Group.com.au. And as soon as you jump onto there, there'll be a nice little video to watch, plus a prompter to enter your details, which will then just register straight onto the series. And those emails and videos will then start flowing through. And the nice thing about the series is that you'll get an email each day for 18 days. Or you can fast forward it and watch the whole series in one night. However you want to see, however you want to go through the experience, you certainly can do it.
Thank you to Todd Hunter, our guest on this episode of Property Investory. If you want to hear more about his journey, then visit our website at propertyinvestory.com. Simply type in the search bar, Todd Hunter, and select that episode to learn more about his story. Also, are you looking at buying property in 2018? Would you like expert tips and advice on the best ways you can purchase property? Whether you're a new or experienced investor, learn from the experts by downloading the Property Investment Buying Handbook. It contains the best tips and advice from 37 of Australia's leading property experts. Simply visit propertyinveststory.com and subscribe to get your copy right now. Thanks for listening.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.